This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Clean, clear through, and deodorized too, as you find here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. With smiles in our voices, Jay Kirshner and I are here at your service and on your side. Spring is here, the grass is rung. Actually, I was looking at some poems, and spring arose in my mind. Spring arose on the garden fair, like the spirit of love felt everywhere. And each flower and herb on earth's dark breast rose from the dreams of its wintry rest. Very romantic.
Very much so. Mm.
This is Percy Bysshe Shelley. I remember studying a lot of poets when I was trying to make my way through lit and fine arts. Excuse me. It wasn't always the best subject, but it is nice to kind of fall back into the happy spirit of springtime. And that's kind of where we are. Hopefully your spring is going well. I was talking earlier about how much has been planted and things like that. So it's good. All good. All everything about spring, I think, is good. Except for the things that aren't good. Like the flies, the fleas, the ticks. There's somebody, I've forgotten, it's been a long time. Somebody said to me once, a long time ago, I can find something bad in everything that's good. And I turned it around and I said, no, I can find something good in pretty much everything that's bad. And then that was the end of the argument. That was the end of the conversation. Because you can.
Mm-hmm.
We can all find something bad and something good.
Yeah.
And the other way around.
And it could be one minute the same situation is taken one way, and the next minute or the next day the same situation is taken a completely different way, because we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are.
Right. We see them as the way that we want to see them often. And so I find it very interesting that people twist and turn this stuff in
the
wind. Yeah.
And sometimes we want to be a little cranky, and that's all right.
That's right. Let's be cranky. All right. So the condition of Ralph, how do you pronounce his last name?
Jarl.
Jarl, right. So where do we have an update on him? He got out of the hospital. I thought he was shot in the head and he was near death.
Yes, and underwent brain surgeries, and he is still recovering. He is able to have been discharged, and he is recovering at home now, but he's not exactly out of the woods yet, but at least enough that he was able to be discharged.
Right. So kind of miraculous in and of itself to be alive after being shot by that 85-year-old guy. And wondering again what in the world happened. I had more people ask me, did I talk about that on my radio program? And the answer is yes. And the twist here is that, well, there were two things I think yesterday we talked about, Jay, that were sort of related. The fact that this guy was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he got shot he knocked on the wrong door or something, right? Isn't that the story?
Yeah, he was picking up his two younger siblings, who were twins, from a kind of like a play date. They were at a friend's house, and he forgot his phone, so it didn't have the exact address. He got the street mixed up. He was one or a couple streets away,
right.
Knocked on the wrong house, and ended up being shot. And then there was another story. There were people in a car. How many times been going down a road, we're in
the wrong driveway,
we pull in a driveway to turn around? Well, that's what this vehicle did, and the homeowner shot at the car, killing a woman.
Yep. So anyway, I just find it ungabunga. It's ungabunga time. Here's Chris Smith, defensive end, 8 years in the NFL, 31 years of age. Dead. He was a fifth round draft pick for the Jaguars, played for the Bengals, the Browns, the Panthers, the Raiders. He's one of these kids, you know, these are unheralded. There are a lot of young men who play football, nobody really knows who they are. They play for a season or two or three or four. They may warm the bench. If I'm not mistaken, and here I am, I'm no expert on sports, as everybody knows, but I believe my son told me that the entry-level pay for a rookie in the NFL, is $700,000 a year. You can play for a couple of years, get $700,000, and I guess that was the story of this youngster. And they sometimes are traded back and forth a great deal. And again, because they aren't on the first line, they aren't really thought of being important players.
Cut a little short, you get cut from the team if you are not performing up to par, or if there are other people who might just be better. He had gone on to play with the Seattle Sea Dragons in the XFL leaving the NFL.
Yeah, and that's the, what do they call the springtime sports? What do they call those? The springtime football. Is it indoor football? That's a separate thing. I think it is.
The arena football?
Yeah, arena football. That's it. Yep. All right, some toddlers in the news. A youngster intercepted by the White House security team.
Yeah, go kid, go.
He got through the gate at the north side of, on the north lawn. Yeah, very young. He was like, his parents, they were tourists, and so the kid runs in onto the White House grounds, and he got by. Nobody knows how he got by the Secret Service, but they don't look too good after this, frankly.
Two guards were able to catch him. Kids, little ones, I swear, sometimes they are so fast, there's no other explanation than the fact that they possibly teleported.
Yep, let's go. All right, here's another one. A father searching for his 4-year-old bear that plays his mother's heartbeat was donated accidentally to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
This is I don't know how it is. It really, really is. Accidentally donated and then sold at a local Goodwill store. The youngster lost not only a favorite stuffed animal, but it was a reminder of his mother. And so now they're trying to find the people who live in this town are trying to help find this Build-A-Bear. Remember, we used to advertise them? I don't know if they're in business even anymore. I remember.
Yeah, they still are.
Are they?
Yeah, they're still pretty popular. And the fact that it was accidentally taken to Goodwill, and as soon as they realized it, they tried to hurry up and get there, but it had already been sold. It's kind of this tie-dye bear.
Yeah.
And it's almost like losing this mother twice.
Yeah. Well, it's, we all want reminders of the things that are near and dear to us. Speaking of things that go to Goodwill, this is kind of weird. A 2,000-year-old Roman bust, bought of a Roman character, bought for $35 at a Texas Goodwill store, has gone to Germany, where the king, during the Roman era, this is a 2,000-year-old marble bust of a Roman emperor that's going to Germany. Apparently, it was sold here and sold there, and $35 doesn't seem to tell the story because it seems to be worth a whole half. How often do you hear that? Somebody finds something, they buy. I remember somebody with a friend of mine bought an album at a junk, what do they call those, junk in your trunk sale, 35 cents or something, and it turned out to be an original copy of, I think it was a Jefferson Airplane before it was Jefferson Starship, and it was worth like $3,000-$4,000 because it was the only one left in captivity. So, those things happen.
Oh, all the time. People don't know what they have or how often things are in storage because they belong to somebody else and they were inherited by somebody else. They never even look in the boxes. They put them in these storage containers. Somebody forgets to pay the bill. It goes to a storage wars kind of situation where people are just bidding blindly, and then they go in and see things and they're like, well, this is probably worthless. We'll just sell it in a garage sale. Take it to a thrift store.
To you, it may be worthless, but to somebody else, right? Somebody's trash is somebody else's jewelry or something like that.
Treasure, yeah.
Yep,
and in this
right.
case, it was a Roman emperor's literal treasure.
All right, up in Bowdoin, Maine, four people were shot at a house yesterday before, let's see, there was gunfire all over the place. This has looked like a, if you didn't see all the highway patrol cars there, you'd think it was a shootout at the OK Corral. Apparently, there are some crimes that are linked together here, and one of the people involved has been charged with murder. The interstate, this is close to Interstate 95, police closed it off for about an hour and a half to try to figure out where this guy went. He killed these people, and then he took off. So they closed the highway to make sure that he didn't get away. I don't, you know, there's all, a lot of, remember when they, on television, when they have a manhunt, they close down the roads, you know, order this, that's what they did.
Yeah, people are told to stay inside, there's a curfew.
Yep. Four counts of murder against Joseph Eaton, but there's not a lot of information about the motive for the shootings or who the victims were. So this is one of those things. You know, the more rural parts of our country, and this is where Bowdoin College is, but there's not much else there except that the college. It's a very small town. And I'm looking at some pictures here of the police. They have these big, long rifles. So this guy must be, you know, this guy must be a tough cookie. This is the reason I bring you the story is because it's one of those circumstances where there is something that's happened and it must have been really bad because the police aren't talking about what the motive is. It's an intertwined kind of one of those things that, okay, we know little except that there's four people that are dead and the guy who shot him is at large. That's it. You don't know why. And, you know, sometimes you dig into these things and it becomes kind of unbelievable what it is that motivates people to commit some of these crimes. And, you know, we have some bad examples, frankly, in some of the television shows and movies that are around that I think give people ideas, frankly. I don't know that I can prove it, but I do think that's a theory. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Social media in the focus, some celebrity gossip here. Actually, this is, I don't know whether we'd consider this to be gossip, but this shows you where equal opportunity enlightenment, but Kathy Griffin, who's not my favorite under any circumstance, I think she's a big bore, but I also think that what's going on in her life now is worth some attention. She's 62 years old and has revealed something about herself that's pretty dangerous. What her diagnosis is comes up right after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
I'm not sure it was fair, Jay, of me to say I'm not a fan of Kathy Griffin, even though it's a fact. In this circumstance, you wish her well. It doesn't make any difference, you know, what this person, her, him, what they do for a living. When they have something like this, and they have something that's complex like this is, they deserve understanding, and you put the other stuff aside. It's been described, whatever her problem is, as complex PTSD.
Yeah.
Now, how would she get that? She wasn't in the service. Many people think that you get post-traumatic stress disorder because you're in the service, but you get it other ways.
So, yes, there are two types. There's the typical PTSD that can arise from a traumatic episode or experience, such as what you were speaking on.
Yeah.
Then there's complex PTSD, which is related to a series of traumatic events over time or one prolonged event. So she had a situation that was pretty traumatic that was more over a length of time and a couple different situations that all just added up to each other. She had that big situation where she was pretty much canceled by everything and everyone.
Trump's incident?
Yes. And she's always been a comedic that had pushed the line. And
See, that's why I didn't care much for her. I didn't.
Yeah, did a lot of things of, what is it? What's the phrase? Humor by shock appeal or something like that.
Yeah, over the top.
And she went a little bit too far, and she was just pretty much banned from the face of the earth. Like, throw out back, tar and feather her.
Remember, we were talking about this earlier when there are those of us who do this supposed, I don't know, it's entertainment, information, whatever. But we often, if we've done it a long time, have regretted things that we've said. You stick your foot in your mouth from time to time, and that's what she did. So, does she deserve to be canceled? No, I don't think maybe. Again, it's all about understanding what it's about, and you maybe it changed your opinion of her, maybe it didn't. But still, going through all of this stuff is really tough.
Well, and she wasn't only just canceled by a lot of people in her life, lost a lot of business deals. She was investigated by the Secret Service.
Yeah.
She had all these different things happen to her, and then she started struggling with a lot of significant health issues. And so it was one of those things of just multiple
where it stops,
situations.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, where it comes from the complex PTSD as opposed to the typical PTSD.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's nothing to fool around with. And I think the lesson here is that it doesn't just happen to men and women who are in service in the theater of war. It can happen under different circumstances, a lot of different circumstances, frankly. The way it's diagnosed sometimes is iffy. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden reported a federal adjusted gross income of roughly $580,000. That's according to their 2022 federal income tax returns, and paid $169,820 in combined federal, Delaware, and Virginia income taxes. Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for roughly $787 million in what would have been a historic defamation trial in a Delaware court. The settlement officially ends the lawsuit. Entertainment provider Netflix announced it would soon stop the DVD-by-mail business that the company was built upon. After losing subscribers for the first time in a decade a year ago, the company took a series of steps to expand its customer base, including launching an ad-supported tier and starting to limit password sharing by the end of June. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Is upon us. How do you do? It's Wednesday. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, focusing on the good stuff, right? A lot of good things. It's come to my attention. There are three or four different things going on planet Earth at the moment that you might want to witness. For example, today and tomorrow, about 10% of the people here on Earth will be able to see a rare hybrid solar eclipse. Let's see, it's between 9:30 this evening and 3 in the morning, visible to mostly the people that are over in the southeast
side of the world. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Where it will be daytime for them.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there's that. Then there's this mysterious spiral that appeared over Alaska. People trying to figure out what the heck is in the sky over Alaska. A lot of people taking pictures of it. Todd Salat was one of the photographers out taking pictures of the northern lights when he spotted the most bizarre thing, he said, I've ever seen in my life. What started as a flash of bright light in the sky became a spiral that got bigger and bigger and bigger. And this illumination that he posted all over social media shows the glowing spiral surrounded by green auroras.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, this is up in Alaska. That TV show Alaska Daily with Hillary Swank, how's that doing? I was thinking this would be a good theme for one of those shows up there. An interesting concept for a TV show. I find her to be appealing. She's a good actress. Anyway, I've watched a couple of episodes, but this is the kind of thing that they'd get into.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's a weird thing. I don't know that anybody really figured out what it was.
Oh,
right?
No, it was. It was the SpaceX rocket that was releasing some excess fuel.
Oh, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the fuel turns into ice. Yep, okay, that makes sense.
But and the how sunlight happened with that right at the Aurora Borealis. It's uh-huh. just so colorful.
Yeah, right, okay, well, there you go. There's an explanation. Now, next, on the lookup on the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's, I don't know what it is. A meteorite seen shooting through the sky up in northern Maine and into Canada. And so now a local museum is offering a reward for the person who brings in the first substantial piece of this fragment from the fireball, created a sonic boom, was visible during the daytime, another one of these things. So NASA's on the job. They're tracking it. They predict the location. They can tell you where it is, basically. And there's a $25,000 reward for the first remnant that weighs over 2 pounds, right? So they're trying to send people where to look. If you are looking for some way to get 25 grand, go up to Waite, Maine.
The largest
which is right on
there.
You're right. Go up to the Canadian border. I'll tell you something. You want to think that you're in the caboose with the moose. I used to drive up to Holton, Maine when I was helping my father in his clothing business. And from Bangor to Holton is like the ride to nowhere. It's 6 hours of complete torture. Nothing, no, it's just an awful ride. And that part of this is like Canada. There's another, it's Holton and Presque Isle, and then you go over the border, and there are a couple of small Canadian towns that are just like these two towns. Might as well all be together. But it's really interesting to see what people are curious about, right? And this is people, fireballs in the sky. The fact you can see in the daytime, most of the stuff you see at night, right? So how is it that so bright you can see in the daytime?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an anomaly. It's a different kind of a meteorite. And they want to investigate it as well as put it out on display. So, there you go, treasure hunters and treasure seekers. Have a good time with that. Don't get lost on the highway in Maine going to nowhere or close to nowhere. All right, speaking of things that go nowhere, the folks at Fox, I found it interesting because I've been looking around to see if there's any mention of this on the Fox News broadcasts. I remember once when Peter Jennings was doing the ABC nighttime news, he started the news with the caption was, "Normally we report on the news, we are not the news." That day they happened to have been taken over by a huge company, so they were the news. And the same can be said for Fox, because of the settlement, the Dominion defamation lawsuit against them appears to have borne fruit for Dominion. Because they were a $100 million company, now they're about a $1 billion company because of the settlement. And as I say, I wonder, they wouldn't have settled if Fox would never have settled with them if they thought they had an ounce of a chance of winning. But the goods are so strong against them because they did what they were charged with doing, and therefore they come out of it. But Tucker and Sean and the others, they haven't said much, if anything, about it. And they're probably better off just to be quiet and move on. But what it does for me is, and for other people who probably think it through, it ought to give us cause to think about the election deniers, whether it was in Georgia or wherever it was, the people, who's that woman in Arizona, Carrie, what's her name, Carrie Lake?
Carrie Lake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No credibility, zero now. And I'm sure the apologists for Trump will come up with some way of defending him and this. But you watch his numbers as they quickly as they went up when he was charged with the various things that he was charged with by the New York DA. The polls will then go down like a rock now because of this, of the lawsuit being settled and what the implications are here. Anyway, they're not going to talk about it because they can't. It was sealed. But I think 2 and 2 is still 4 in my book. And, you know, it is. I'm not gleeful about it. I think that it's. But it is. It's something. What I take away from it is that the system still kind of works. You know, you could have seen a case where there was so much influence from Fox that these people didn't have a chance. But small little company that was basically discredited by all of the garbage that Fox put on the news or their programs that night and the next day, they got what they deserved. And so, you know, that's it. Move along. Frankly, but I hope there's a lesson learned here. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. You see, time will tell. And speaking of all of that, I mentioned earlier that one of the candidates that I have my eye on is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who today declares his intention officially to run for the presidency as a Democrat. And I'm sure the Biden folks will not be happy about this because, if nothing else, Kennedy's name, that name carries a lot of weight. He didn't win in Massachusetts against Markey when he ran for the Senate last year, mostly because he was discredited by the news media and others because he was an anti-vaxxer. Now, turns out a lot of the things that he maintained, a lot of the information that he came across with is true. So maybe that ends at least some of the questions about whether he's a nut bird or not. And then what else did we learn? He was married to a
Cheryl Hines, an actress.
Cute actress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right, let's. I want to go back for a second because I had a thought here, Jay, about the shootings. We talked about it, you know, 3, 4, 5 times in the last few days. The black kid that got shot because he went into the wrong house, and then those kids that went into the wrong house.
Wrong driveway. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Ralph Jarl knocked on the wrong door trying to pick up his siblings.
Right.
And then a woman was shot who was a passenger in a vehicle who was just using a driveway to turn around.
Right. Okay. So the people that are charged with the shooting of these youngsters are going to use as a defense the Stand Your Ground law. Remember when that became a big deal a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Laws were passed in some states that allow you to protect yourself, your property, and they called them the Stand Your Ground law. So somebody came onto your property, you didn't know who they were, you were worried about something happening to you, and then you had a right to get out a gun and shoot them. That's basically what the Stand Your Ground law is all about. Now, in this case, there's probably a lot of cracks in that because of the very nature of what happened to the youngsters that we're talking about. But it brings to mind the general question about Stand Your Ground laws and whether they are appropriate, whether they ever were appropriate, or whether they should be dismantled or they should be reviewed or, you know, they should be changed. I don't know that I have an answer to that, but I think there will be. I think that you're going to see that this, you know, the white guy who shoots the black teenager, that headline because he rang the wrong doorbell, that's not going to stick too well with a lot of people. The guy's 84 years old. His name is Andrew Lester. He's now facing 2 felony counts, including assault, and the first degree in armed criminal action. Now, that's after they took into account the Stand Your Ground law. But his lawyer says he's still going to use that. And so, mm-hmm. you know, the door was locked. He didn't see him. He's 85. His vision's. I mean, there's probably enough iffiness here for this old guy to maybe get off. I don't want to say get away with it, but the public pressure on this, on the part of the people who want to hold this guy accountable.
Mm-hmm.
They're
well, and people want life in prison for him. And at 84 years old, 84, anything this he gets would essentially be
the end of that.
Yeah. And then in terms of Kaylin Gillis, the young woman who was shot when her friend pulled into a driveway to turn around, the shooter is a 65-year-old man who has been charged with second-degree murder in connection with her death.
Yeah. So let's turn it around, shall we? Think about it. If it was a black guy who was 85 that shot a white guy, what do you think would have happened?
Kaylin Gillis is white.
Mm-hmm. Who's? What do you mean?
The woman who was shot in the driveway turnaround?
Yeah. Right. I guess I was referring basically to the Ralph Jarl thing, but yeah, you can apply it to the other situation as well. I just find the whole thing unbelievable. It takes your breath away when you really dig into this stuff and you talk about it every day. It's just so much of it. So now let's change the subject. Let's focus on you and your health. James did a little bit of research to find out why this product, Balance 7, is called Balance 7. Very smart, James. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The reason it's called Balance 7 is because 7 is the number in the middle of the pH score that you're supposed to live with. The scores run from 1 to 14, and if your body is balanced between acidity and alkalinity, it's a 7. So that's the right pH, and that's what Balance 7 will bring you to, which protects your body, protects your everything about you. It balances it off. We all know, Jack tells us, we have to have a really good gut, and the gut performs better if there's the right amount of acid and alkaline. So call 800-793-9039 and balance your body with Balance 7.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to...
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Vintage theme music from the Super Duper Superman series. Crank this up, will you please, James? Set up at attention when you hear that. Or stand at attention. John Williams at his best with the theme from the new Superman. All right, so Chuck, what's cooking here? What's going on?
Okay, yesterday it was announced James Gunn, who is the director of Guardians of the Galaxy movies at Marvel, but he moved over to Warner Brothers DC, took the head position, is leaving the superhero division. He announced that his new Superman Legacy has gone into pre-production, will be out July 2025. He will direct the film himself. They will go with a younger actor to play Clark Kent, Superman. That actor has not been cast as of yet, although
who'd be good for that? All right, who comes to your mind first as to an appropriate, if you're going to go that way and get away from what's-his-face, then what's the
You know, school? It's funny. Some people on the internet have suggested Austin Butler, who played Elvis. I don't see it. I would cast an unknown, like a relatively unknown. I think it works better for
Clark. Well, Austin Butler was unknown pretty much before he became Elvis, so there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Christopher Reeve obviously was an unknown when he became Superman back in '78, the definitive Superman. Henry Cavill was pretty, really good.
Yeah,
but they want to go younger, so they're going in this direction. So we'll see how this. But I would expect an actor to be cast in the next probably three, four months. You'll see somebody cast as the new Superman. Having said that, as we talk about all the time on the show, has this genre started to go on the decline? Two things here: Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which opens May 4th, is tracking. The tracking polls show it opening around $130 million opening weekend. If that's accurate, that would be about $60 or $70 million less or $60 million less than Doctor Strange 2 opened up at. Meaning, that would be concerning and would tell you that the popularity of these superhero movies, no matter how good or how high profile, are starting to wane. One other superhero movie news event I want to get to was also reported that the Russo brothers, who did Captain America Winter Soldier, I think a terrific movie, top of the line, and Avengers Endgame, also awesome, have a serious interest to coming over to DC and ask James Gunn they would like to direct a Batman movie. Now, if that happens, that would be great news. I think Batman, Superman, some of the bigger tier, if you did an Iron Man movie, those movies would keep the interest. It's the lower tier stuff. Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, they got this Blue Beetle at DC coming out. That stuff, the people are going to lose interest in. They'll keep the interest in Batman.
It's the same story over and over and over again.
But
it's the same story.
Just keep doing superhero movies.
Nah.
It's just too many. It's oversaturated, as they say.
Right. Have some more Cameron Diaz, Tom Cruise
movies. I got one other story if you like action. Okay.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers, there was a hot script. It was called Maud vs. Maud. It was being described as Jason Bourne vs. James Bond. Two female leads. Halle Berry and Angelina Jolie. Warner Brothers got the property, and they're casting Angelina Jolie and Halle Berry in this property, and both those actresses are going to produce also. So I like these movies. I like big action movies.
But are they going to be enemies? Are they going to fight against each other?
I think they're going to be enemies. It appears that way, based on what I read. But I don't know the whole fleshed-out story or script. But
all right, so here's the story on Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Apparently, Cameron Diaz has gone back to the set of Back in Action. They're using a body double for Jamie Foxx and working, shooting around the speaking roles. So apparently, there's some concern about what his real situation is, because nobody still, after 10 days of this,
knows. I don't want to speculate on air because I don't know, but obviously,
something's wrong.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Which is horrible.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's what that story is about.
I got one more thing. I
said
the other day that Martin Scorsese's new movie, Killer of the Flower Moon, clocked in at almost 4 hours, 3 minutes short of 4 hours. He has now cut the film down for its Cannes release to 3 hours and 24 minutes. I think that's more presentable. Personally, I know you don't mind sitting in a theater for 4 hours because you have a fairly boring life and you have 4 hours of your day to kill. But I think 3 hours and 24 minutes is more appropriate. It's too long, but 4 hours, again, it's just way too long.
Well, it's for a busy man like you who've got all those businesses that you're running. I get that, but yes, I have.
You know what they say, jack of all trades, master of none?
Master of none, there you go. All right. Nice job, Chucker. All right, so there's the Chuckmeister. Chuck Curry here, our movie man on Movie Moments, with a chuckle from Jay and the Dougster. It's 59 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.